There you go. So the rain is pretty much moved out of here. There, whatever precipitation, rain's not even right. It's drizzle and very light rain.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much southern Brazos County. Heaviest rain actually around here right now is over in Houston. Pretty much if you used a 6-10 as a circle around Houston, which is what it is, the from 6 until 12, in other words, the left-hand part is where the rain is. And so,
there you go. Be careful on 6-10.
That's it.
As you always should.
Well, there's one less peg at the Cracker Barrel stores today.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Founder of the Cracker Barrel, uh-huh. Dan Evans, passed away at the age of 76 yesterday.
Really?
Company said Danny, as he was called, died in Lebanon, Tennessee. No cause of death was given. Opened his first restaurant in Lebanon, Tennessee in 1969.
Yeah.
The restaurant catered to highway travelers and focused on offering southern hospitality and country-style cooking. And, of course, the associated gift shop.
Yeah.
They came to define the chain.
That does make it unique. I mean, you know, there used to be, you know, places that we remember, you know, Stuckey's and things like that, but they didn't have the restaurant like Cracker Barrel does.
So. Restaurant was named after the practice of customers gathering around country stores to share the news and play checkers on top of those empty barrels that had been used to deliver crackers to the store. Cracker Barrel Incorporated has 600 stores in 42 states, so they're not small by any means. There you go.
No?
Go by there today and
pour out some red-eye gravy for Danny.
Something like that. Something like that.
That's right. And you said there's one less peg in the golf tee game, is that right?
Well, that makes should make it a little easier.
Yeah, it should, right?
I might not be an ignoramus.
Them too. An Atlanta to Costa Rica flight made an extra stop in Florida to drop off what was described as an unruly German couple who refused to sit down. They were in first class, too. I mean, they give you big old seats.
Yeah.
But it says they refused to sit down, forced to exit the plane in Tampa after they refused to sit and repeatedly demanded that the flight staff bring them champagne and food. Well, look, you're in first class. It's all free. They're going to get around to you, but they got to get the plane off the ground. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about them.
Airport spokesman says authorities did not file any charges against the unruly couple, but the FBI was notified. It is just a matter of routine. Let them know.
They're on the list now.
Troublesome people.
So that's right.
See about that. So... Chase had the story. Tomorrow morning, when you try to go to Wikipedia and some other places, they're going to be down. They're going to take their website down. And it's complicated, but it has to do with, of course, there's a lot of content on the Internet that is copyrighted, and the folks who have the copyrights obviously want to be able to control that. And so the question now Congress... because they are so tech-savvy, have decided they want to get right in the middle of it. And so what people like Wikipedia are trying to show you is what it could possibly be like under the bill that the Congress is looking at as far as being able to see different content because there's some question about whether or not it's copyright and, you know, the whole intellectual property thing. So... be a little annoyed tomorrow. You know what? We're going to be stupid for a day, won't we?
Yeah.
We'll be stupid for a day.
We'll know nothing.
Well, and there's some other sites, too, that but probably Wikipedia is the most common one. And so if that happens, don't call your service provider. They have nothing to do with it. It's just that. Well, I have some sad news for all of us, I believe, at least the three of us. And after all, that is what matters. Swedish scientists are blaming bacon for pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, I read about this.
You just shut your filthy mouth.
Can't be having any of that. Research suggests the consumption of processed meat like sausage and bacon is higher among those who contract certain types of cancer. Scientists admit obesity might have something to do with that and that processed meat may be fine in moderation. So now we got Swedish people telling us how much bacon to eat. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way it's going to be? Going to tell us that we can't have our bacon-flavored, bacon-bitted bacon thingy with bacon on top of it?
Yeah.
Cow. Taking all the fun out of it. I bet the Center for Disease Control goes, why'd we let them do that? Why didn't we're always the spoil sports. Why didn't we missed a chance here. Dang. All right. Here's more airline news for you. MSNBC reports that Eva Air, decorating the inside and outside of their planes to be Hello Kitty jets.
Oh.
I don't get Hello Kitty, but then, you know, they're...
I don't think you're supposed to.
I know. That's not, right. That's
not exactly core demo.
So could you basically, can you enlighten us a little bit? Are you a Hello Kitty house?
Nope.
Never were?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And,
But the thing is, I mean, obviously it was designed for little girls, but it's become a fixation.
Well, that's the thing, and I believe we sell a little bit of that product, but not a great deal of it. Yeah. You know, I don't.
Why
get
you would
it.
Want to brand a plane...
We're talking inside and outside. Bathrooms stocked with Hello Kitty tissues and Hello Kitty soap. Passengers will nap on Hello Kitty pillows. The in-flight meals feature food in the shape of Hello Kitty characters. Marketing experts say the airline is trying to position itself as the only one catering to families and kids. The Hello Kitty jets fly daily between Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, and Hong Kong.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me because Hello Kitty is huge in Asia.
Yeah, I understand. So I guess that's the market that they're working on. Do you remember last month the story about the TSA agents at the airport in Las Vegas that snatched a cupcake from somebody at the checkpoint, citing the icing as being a potential threat? So in response to that, a baker in Providence, Rhode Island, has created TSA compliant cupcakes.
Oh, really?
TSA compliant. They have a little sticker on them that says TSA compliant.
That's right.
Flight-safe cupcakes. Kelly Colgan of the Silver Spoon Bakery sells her treats topped with exactly 3 ounces of frosting and packaged in a TSA-mandated clear, quart-sized plastic bag complete with its own boarding pass. Cost you $4. No extra charge. She'll decorate the frosting with a Richard Nixon photo and the words, "I am not a gel." I don't know. And I guess that's what it was. It must have been a gel icing that got them in trouble. And other security-related messages. TSA agent said the gel on last month's cupcake was the problem. So don't be getting gel. General Motors has researched, and they found there are 80 million Americans who are age 18 to 24, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking $1 trillion in spending power, but they are not spending money on vehicles.
Mm.
Here's the deal. They don't feel like they need them. The research has concluded that U.S. American kids, get this, don't want cars because freedom means being online. More than half of those surveyed by the company said they would actually rather meet up with their friends in cyberspace than face-to-face.
Wow.
What does that say? Because, again, I think certainly the three of us can probably say the freedom that we felt when we got our driver license.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting our own car just made all the difference in the world. Chase, you and I had to deal with older cars. Tom, on the other hand, got to drive new cars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They got them changed out like every 4 months.
Always had fresh milk, too.
They were mercury meteors.
Dad, the floor mat's dirty. Oh, wait, let me get you another one.
Mercury meteors.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I understand, but they were, has a new car smell, and I'm only 16. Yeah. But still, no matter what, whether it was a brand new car or a clunker, it was yours, and it was your freedom.
Yeah.
I have a real hard time understanding the wiring on this.
Yeah. Makes me feel really old to hear that story.
Well, it does. But I guess that also just speaks to the whole idea of the way kids socialize now and they interact, and so what's important. But, I mean, you'd rather be talking to your friends in cyberspace than actually face-to-face, huh?
Which would explain why they can't stop doing it while they are driving.
Yeah. Because that's just, the driving is just part of the thing that they do while they're actually doing what they want to do, which is that. A YouTube video, this is interesting. In South Africa, there's a burger company called Wimpy's, I'm guessing based on the Popeye character.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an interesting way to market their Braille menus by using sesame seeds on top of the hamburger buns. Like, I mean, they're making words out of it, okay? YouTube video promoting the idea that shows the seeds being meticulously placed on the buns with tweezers before being baked. Then they sent these Braille burgers to different Braille organizations with descriptions atop the buns spelling out something about the burgers, like 100% pure beef burger made for you. From there, the word spread. Company uses 15 people who ate the Braille burgers. Did they get permission to eat them? You know?
Yeah, really.
Here's the
message. Yeah.
Wait.
Well, and if you take a bite before the person's ready, how does that alter the message?
Yeah. What in the world could it possibly be saying now instead of 100% pure beef burgers made for you? Yeah.
Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the conservatory.
or 100% of you or
yeah.
something. That's not good. Anyway, so that's what they're doing. It's Wimpy's in South Africa and yeah. there. And do you ever go to a website where you're about to get some information, but first you have to register?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that in the next half hour. That's a lot
of
fun.
Like to do that.
No, no. That's the whole idea. I think that's basically what the story's about, is that we don't like that.